Welcome to Brad Kyle's Brad's Motorworks podcast, where we'll be talking about some things about BMW, some things of cars in general, and some things about car repair. I hope you find it educational, enlightening, and I hope it increases your understanding of your car. And maybe along the way, we'll have some fun too. Thank you for listening, and here we go. Episode number 47, Self-Driving Cars, Connected Cars, and Hacking. Things you should know. This particular episode is going to be a lot different from the other ones I normally do. Just a real quick, normally, to be honest with you, when I put together an episode, I usually kind of write down what I would call like bullet points or show points that I want to talk about, you know, bullet points I want to hit as I'm talking through the podcast. I don't write things down like word for word. I'm just talking from, you know, my knowledge. There is time to do some research to kind of get some latest information, and I incorporate that into my show notes. This particular podcast is going to be kind of different in that there's going to be two reports that I'm going to be talking from, and I am going to be reading word for word on these reports. So I just want to make that, you know, make that statement up front that these are two reports that I retrieved from a automotive repair trade magazine that were put out, and I will give certainly credit to them. But I just, again, want to make it clear that I am going to be reading these word for word because, frankly, they did a great job in wording them, and I can't do anything better, so what the heck, why not? So this first one is called Self-Driving. It's actually called Consumers Still Wary of Self-Driving Vehicles Survey Finds. Okay. Consumers lack confidence in the future of self-driving vehicles, and their outlook isn't much better about the influx of battery electric vehicles that manufacturers are spending billions of dollars to bring to market in the next several years, according to the inaugural J.D. Power 2019 Mobility Confidence Index study. The Mobility Confidence Index is 36 on a 100-point scale for self-driving vehicles and 55 for battery electric vehicles. Quote, out of the box, these scores are not encouraging, said Kristen Kolodge, Executive Director, Driver Interaction and Human-Machine Interface Research at J.D. Power. As automakers head down the developmental road to self-driving vehicles and greater electrification, it's important to know if consumers are on the same road and headed in the same direction. That doesn't seem to be the case right now. Manufacturers need to learn where consumers are in terms of comprehending and accepting new mobility technologies and what needs to be done, unquote. Sentiment is segmented into three categories. Low is 0 to 40, neutral is 41 to 60, and positive is 61 to 100. J.D. Power is joined by global survey company SurveyMonkey to conduct the study, in which 5,749 consumers were polled about self-driving vehicles and 5,270 were polled about battery electric vehicles. Following are key findings about self-driving vehicles. Mobility Confidence Index is 36 for self-driving vehicles. With an overall score of 36, consumers have a low level of confidence about the future of self-driving vehicles. Scoring lowest among the self-driving attributes are comfort about riding in a self-driving vehicle, 34, and comfort about being on the road with others in a self-driving vehicle, 35. Self-driving challenges. Industry experts say that perfecting self-driving technology is more challenging. Sorry, I had to stop there for a minute. Is more challenging than originally thought. They also recognize the importance of marketing self-driving technology to consumers to build understanding, trust, and acceptance, which is notably an industry-wide challenge. Disparate visions for availability. Experts anticipate self-driving services, public transit, delivery, and taxi ride hailing will arrive to market in 5 to 6 years, while self-driving vehicles for purchase will arrive in about 12 years. Consumers predict each mobility option will be available in closer to 10 years. Most industry experts forecast it will be 15 or more years before self-driving vehicles have a retail market share of 10%. Tech failures, hacking, and liability are top concerns. Although consumers are more hopeful than worried, 65% versus 34%, about the overall benefit of technology in their lives, 39% aren't excited about any self-driving technology, including delivery services, public transit, taxi ride-hailing service, and personal vehicles. Serious concerns exist with the development of self-driving vehicles, of which consumers are most worried about tech failures, errors, 71%, risk of vehicle being hacked, 57%, and legal liability as a result of a collision, 55%. Consumers still lack knowledge about self-driving vehicles. The majority, 66%, of respondents admit to having little to no knowledge about self-driving vehicles. Generation Z expresses the most knowledge, while boomers express the least. Nearly three-fourths, 71%, of consumers are more likely to purchase or lease a self-driving vehicle if they have a great deal of knowledge, but consideration dips to 25% for those who state they know nothing at all about them. Safety perception differ with age, knowledge. Overall, consumers are split on whether self-driving vehicles will improve traffic safety, 40% better, 40% worse. Younger generations are more confident that safety will improve, 52% of Generation Z and 45% of Generation Y, but 49% of boomers think it will be worse than today. Consumers who say they know a great deal or a fair amount about self-driving vehicles believe such vehicles will improve traffic safety, 59% and 52% respectively. Okay, so that's the report from J.D. Powers about self-driving cars and the survey they did. This next one is the one that really caught my eye. It's a little bit longer. This was done by a consumer watchdog group, and it's entitled Vulnerable to Hacking: Connected Cars Should Come with Internet Kill Switches, Consumer Group Asserts. This was originally published August 5th of 2019, as was the other one that I just read. Okay, and again, I'm going to read this word for word. It's a little bit longer, but this is a very good report, and this is certainly some of the stuff I've been checking into and reading up on. And unless this is fixed, however that means, it's going to be a little bit scary out there. But in any case, let me go onward here. The nonprofit group Consumer Watchdog has published a report concluding that all the top 2020 cars have internet connections to safety-critical systems that leave them vulnerable to fleet-wide hacks. The group and experts warn that a fleet-wide hack at rush hour could result in a 9/11-scale catastrophe with approximately 3,000 deaths. The report, Kill Switch: Why Connected Cars Can Be Killing Machines and How to Turn Them Off, reveals that automakers have disclosed the high risk of such hacks to their investors, but are keeping the public in the dark as they market new features based on internet connections. For example, Ford disclosed to the Securities Exchange Commission in its 10K filing that the company and its suppliers have been the subject of malicious hack, but the public is blind to the facts, according to the report. Connecting safety-critical systems to the internet is inherently dangerous design, said Jamie Court, president of Consumer Watchdog. American car makers need to end the practice, or Congress must step in to protect our transportation system and our national security. The report warns, quote, recent reporting about United States' efforts to counter Russian cyber attacks with its online infiltration indicate that we increasingly live in the era of cyber warfare. An attack targeting transportation infrastructure is a growing possibility. Most concerning is that automotive industry executives are aware of these risks, yet are proceeding nonetheless to deploy these technologies, putting corporate profits ahead of consumer safety and national security. Consumer Watchdog report recommends that, as soon as possible, every connected car come with an internet kill switch that physically disconnects the internet from safety-critical systems. It concludes that future designs should completely isolate safety-critical systems from infotainment systems connected to the internet or other networks. A group of more than 20 engineers and insiders from the auto industry helped with the preparation of the report, but they remain anonymous for fear of losing their jobs, according to Consumer Watchdog. These are among the main findings of the group's five-month investigation with car industry technologists. Most connected vehicles share the same vulnerability. The head unit, sometimes called the infotainment system, is connected to the internet through a cellular connection and also to the vehicle's CAN, controller area network, buses. This technology, dating to the 1980s, links the vehicle's most critical systems, such as the engine and the brakes. Experts agree that connecting safety-critical components to the internet through a complex information and entertainment device is a security flaw. This design allows hackers to control a vehicle's operation and take it over from across the internet. By 2022, no less than two-thirds of new cars on American roads will have online connections to the car's safety-critical system, putting them at risk of deadly hacks. Automakers have many economic motivations to connect vehicles to the internet, from saving money on recalls by updating vehicle software over the air to collecting valuable data on how fast we drive to where we shop. While they market their flashy new features, such as remotely starting cars from smartphones, technologists report the companies have not prepared for the grave security implications of a connected car fleet. Technologists explain that using smartphone technology in cars, technology that was never designed to protect safety-critical systems, is a recipe for disaster. Expert hackers report that time and money are the only things that stand between them and hacking a fleet of cars. Software design practices that result in frequent hacks of everything from consumer electronics to financial systems cannot be trusted in cars, which can endanger not only the lives of their occupants, but also pedestrians and everyone else on the road. Connected cars have suffered more than a half a dozen high-profile hacks in recent years. All have been benign demonstrations, not intended to cause harm. Hundreds more vulnerabilities have been reported to carmaker bug bounty programs. Experts report a hack of American vehicles designed to cause damage is inevitable without better security. The car industry's response when vulnerabilities are exposed is to patch individual security holes and ignore the design problems that underlie them. Technologists have described the practice as attempting to address structural security problems by using chewing gum and duct tape. Car hacking demonstrations to date have always focused on a single vehicle, but the networked nature of connected cars creates numerous avenues for a fleet-wide attack. Viruses can spread vehicle to vehicle. Malicious Wi-Fi hotspots can infect any susceptible vehicle that passes within range. Cars can be infected with sleeper malware that wakes at a given date and time or in response to an external signal, resulting in a massive coordinated attack. Security-critical components in cars are black boxes. Even the automakers themselves often do not know the origins of the software they use, nor their true risks. Vehicles from many major car makers, including Tesla, Audi, Hyundai, and Mercedes, rely heavily on software written by third parties. This includes open-source software like Android, Linux, and free RTOS. This software often compromises contributions from hundreds or thousands of different authors around the world, and there is usually little accountability for flaws. For example, free RTOS, used in critical systems by Tesla, had major vulnerabilities discovered in October of 2018, but Tesla never acknowledged using the software, the vulnerability, or whether it patched the problem. The veil of secrecy surrounding automotive software and the ability to update it over the air without touching the vehicle lets automakers cover up safety problems and sloppy testing practices. Consumers are driving cars whose systems run on unfinished and untested software. Despite working on the problem for more than a decade, car makers have proven incapable of creating internet-connected vehicles that are immune to hacking, which is the only standard that can keep consumers safe, the report concludes. With connected cars rapidly overtaking the market, consumers will soon have no haven from the online connection that threatens them. The report recommends numerous steps to safeguard the public, but its simple answer to the problems is that, as soon as possible, automakers should install a 50-cent kill switches in every vehicle. Quote, allowing consumers to physically disconnect their cars from the internet and other wide area networks should be a national security priority, court said. If a 9/11-like cyber attack on Americans' cars were to occur, recovery would be difficult because there is currently no way to disconnect our cars quickly and safely. The nation's transportation infrastructure could be gridlocked for weeks or months. Mandatory kill switches would solve that problem. You know, in another podcast, I've talked about self-driving cars, and I talked about telematics, which is basically what they're talking about here, is the ability of the car to connect and communicate with other cars, with businesses, and with the infrastructure. You know, this infotainment system, what's called the center stack, is what we call it in the automotive repair world, is called the center stack. You know, I put together this episode. I'm not trying to be negative, but this stuff is for real, okay? So, you know, in the future, who knows what will happen? Hopefully they will have a way to where you can simply disconnect the car from the internet if you so choose to. Yes, you may lose some functions of the car. Yes, you would lose the ability of the car to update itself over the air. But this is for real, folks. You know, we're just starting to go down this road. And obviously, like they talked about, there, you know, someone's putting money ahead of safety. And, you know, frankly, in some respects, the car manufacturers have been doing that really for years. With other, you know, other issues and other systems and so on and so forth. But certainly with a connected car type of a world, there is certainly the possibility of, you know, massive issues with a flick of a switch. So, you know, be aware, keep yourself informed and educated, and hopefully, you know, by doing that, you can, in your future car purchases and use of a car, whatever that may mean, you can be more educated and decide what's best for you. I hope this has been enlightening for you and you've learned a few things. As always, you know, please, if you want to get a hold of me via email, it's bkpodcast5@gmail.com. I'm also on LinkedIn under Brad Kyle. Appreciate your time. Thank you for listening. Don't want to be a bummer or downer or anything, but, you know, this is all stuff that's potentially happening out there or could happen. So, you know, I think the best way to prevent something is nothing else is to certainly have knowledge about it, and then you can make what's the best decision for you. So appreciate your time. I hope you have a great day and a fantastic week, and thank you again for listening. Thank you for listening to this episode. It's been an honor and a privilege to spend time with you. I hope you found this of value. Please share it with family and friends. Above all else, with all you're getting, get understanding. May God bless you and keep you, and thank you again.